This is the Weft Weekender. I'm Vicki.
I'm Magic Mark.
And we are going to be talking to, in fact, right now, we're going to be introducing Jeff Scott, who is the CEO of the Stevens Family YMCA right here in Champaign. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first, how you got into the role of CEO there at the Stevens Family YMCA, and maybe a little bit about the history of the organization, and we'll just feed you some questions as you go.
Great. Yeah, so I think it was a little bit of a stroke of luck and a little bit of fate and, you know, a huge blessing. I've been in Champaign 25 years or so, and had spent the last 23 and a half years in education. I was a principal most recently at Carrie Busey in Savoy, and have done a lot of things in education, obviously teaching at the high school level, but then also an athletic director and a coach and then an assistant principal. And so I'd spent a lot of time in a public education, and this job at the Y opened up, and I happened to be really good friends with the ex-CEO, Mark Johnson, who you know, really didn't have any say in who was going to be his successor. But I had just asked him one day when he told me that he was retiring. I said, well, what do you think they're going to do with your job? And he said, Jeff, actually, you would be really good at it. You should think about it. And so I thought, well, I'll check it out, but I'm not really a Y guy. I'm going to spend my career in the schools. And, you know, I kind of looked into it, and I thought, man, this is a really good opportunity to – you know, put together a lot of the things that I'm passionate about, which were really just our community, children and families, health and wellness. I really enjoy leadership, and so it's really a leadership position. And then honestly, the ability to combine all of those four things with my own personal faith in Jesus was just this really cool opportunity to lead that way. And so the YMCA is, you know, built on Christian principles, and it's certainly not just for Christians. We love that it's a very diverse community here, and we love that we serve people in lots of different ways, but that's what it was built on. So I knew I had found a pretty cool home when I had opportunity to come here.
Yeah. So when was the Y built?
The Y that we're in currently was built in 2000. We're on our eighth year, so it'd be like 2012, March of 2012. So we'll be celebrating our eighth year being open in March. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it was you know, it was a compilation of a lot of things. That's why they started to raise the money and do the construction in 2008 during a recession and a really difficult time. But the history of the building was there was you know, a real push for a new place in town. Amy Armstrong, Rick Stevens, and a couple of different other people were really, really trying to find the right partnership to build a place where people like Larkin, who is Amy's daughter, would have a place to be able to interact and be enjoy some recreational and physical fitness things. Larkin has some special needs. She has Down syndrome and a couple other special things that make, you know, life pretty tough for her and her family. And so Amy was always looking for somewhere for Larkin to be able to go, and so they had this great idea that we could build this amazing facility where people of all abilities could come. If you had a disability or not, you could come and enjoy and take part in this place. And so they found a great partnership with the YMCA, and they started raising the money, and that's why we have it.
Yeah, actually, you don't know this, but Amy was on my program. I do another program on Monday evening called Disability Beat. And when the money was first being raised for Larkin's place and what turned into be the university or the Stevens Family YMCA, she was on the program to talk about her vision for that. And boy, went great guns and raised a lot of money and had a lot of people that were, you know, good connections to make that happen. So yeah, Larkin's place is an important piece of that for sure.
Yes, you bet.
For those people who have never been in Stevens Family YMCA, what are some things that they will see and learn about when going there?
Yeah, so it's a 75,000 square foot facility, so it has quite a bit. But we have, I'll just kind of walk physically through the building in my head. We have an area where people just kind of meet in community and have free coffee. We have free coffee every day till noon. So we have like a kind of a little lobby sort of lounge area where people can just sit around and be, talk and then be in community with other people. We have three pools. So we have a family pool, a lap pool, and then we have a therapy pool, which is pretty unique to The YMCA, so it's a warm water pool, it's a therapy pool, it's a place where the water stays quite a bit warmer than the regular pool for people with maybe joint issues or, you know, sensory issues and don't like the cold water, and so they can use that warm water pool. We have three locker rooms, two men's and a women's, and then we also have a family locker room. The family locker room is set up so that people of all ability levels, families with kids and family members that might have disabilities can go in. They have family changing areas where they can go in and change in that family locker room and feel like they have the ability to help each other do that. And then we also have two gyms. We have a two-court gymnasium. Then we have also have a multi-purpose gymnasium that is the home for our recreational gymnastics area. We have a child watch area where we have kind of like a gigantic McDonald's play place on one side and a like classroom on the other side. So we have a lot of space for children, and we watch lots and lots of kids each week for people as they come in and work out.
I'm sure as the holidays are going on, you're getting more than your share, right?
Yeah, we are. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of kids are home, and so a lot of moms are like, okay, it's time for a break, and so they get them out and get them over here. We also have a school day out program that goes on through the break, so we have about 45 school-age kids that come and do a little camp over the Christmas break as well, so they're using the facility too. We have about four classrooms that we utilize for all kinds of different things, for support groups and art camps and all kinds of different things that go on here. A lot of our Larkin's Place programming happens in those. We have three group fitness studios, so we do 190 classes a week of group fitness exercise, so lots of different options for our members to take part in group fitness.
What kind of fitness classes do you offer?
Boy, we offer everything. We have a Parkinson's class that meets four times a week for people that are suffering from Parkinson's disease that is free, and you don't even have to be a member to be a part of. So that's a really cool community service that we do and do some really neat programming with that. But then we have everything from chair fitness, which means you primarily sit, so people that aren't super mobile but still need to get some physical exercise, and all the way up to our, you know, most intense sort of sports-inspired cardio classes. So we got a lot of different options for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have, obviously, a wellness area where we have, you know, a lot of cardio equipment and a lot of weightlifting equipment and all those things for people that come in and know how to work out on their own, or if they need a personal trainer, something like that. And we have that available as well.
And, Jeff, what are the hours there?
Yeah, so we're open quite a bit. We're open over 100 hours a week. So we open from 5 a.m. till 10 p.m. during the week. And then on Saturdays, we open at 6 and close at 10. And then on Sundays, we're open from noon to 5.
And what are the your vision for 2020? We're in a new year, and there's a lot going on at the YMCA currently. What do you see as possible changes in the future over the next year?
So in the next couple months, we're making some really difficult and hard and really important decisions about what's the next chapter for the YMCA in Champaign. We have done so well. Our community has been such an amazing support for the Y, and we've served, right now we're serving almost 13,000 families as members, and or not 13,000 families, 13,000 people, about 4,300 families right now as our membership continues to remain very stable over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. And we're just kind of trying to look at the future to see where do we go. We have explored and are continuing to explore a possibility of an expansion to Urbana. We're also looking at an expansion to our current facility. And so there could be any combination of both of those things, possibly neither of those things. You know, anything is possible. So we're in the strategic planning process, and we've just completed that in the last year. And so now we're just trying to decide what is our next move. And so we're really doing some due diligence on facility, analysis, and we've done some community research, some community needs assessments, and done some market research to kind of see, do we think there's a need for another facility in Urbana? Do we think there's a need for more of a facility here in Champaign? And if so, how can we serve more people by doing that?
Yeah, so I know one of the challenges that you've dealt with in the past has been bus service. That's all resolved now, right?
It is, yes. Yeah, it's resolved in that a bus comes here. It's not resolved in that it takes a really long time for some people to get here from the north end of Champaign.
Mm.
So it's resolved in the way that they can get here, but if you're going to do an hour workout, it could actually end up being a 2.5 hour to 3 hour time slot that you would need to reserve to just get an hour workout in, because the bus transportation is not the, you know, I mean, they've done a great job of trying to get out here, but it's just, it's a tough place for them to get to quickly. So it's just something that that's part of the reason why we've looked to expand to potentially a different area in a more centralized location, or potentially Urbana, so that we can get to some people that don't currently have access to the Y. Right now, you know, the Martin Center is going to be going up in Champaign, a North Champaign, so that serves a large part of that area, and potentially a new Urbana Park District facility in Urbana. And so we're just trying to make sure that we are in a place where we can serve people in a way that meets their needs and helps them in all the areas that are important to us, which are really youth development, social responsibility, and healthy living.
Now, I know that the Y is a membership-based organization. Are there any opportunities for people who are low income?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for asking. We are very proud of the fact that we awarded $280,000 in scholarships to the YMCA last year. So over $250,000 was given to our community in lots of different ways, primarily through scholarship as to membership. So a lot of our members will apply for scholarship, and depending on their income level and their family status, they can get up to 85% of their membership fees taken care of by our scholarships. So it's a sliding scale based on your ability to pay. We have a fairly complex formula for that, but we also have a scholarship administrator that does all that work. So she works with families to help them get the necessary documentation in so that we can determine whether or not they qualify for scholarships or not. So that's a big part of it, is through membership, but we also give about $40,000 in scholarships a year to our program. So kids to camp and different things like that, different, you know, sports programs that we do, because youth sports is a big part of what we do here at the Y. And so if kids can't afford to be in our youth sports programs, if they'll just come and apply for that scholarship, we'll find a way to make it happen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if people want more information, website?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different ways that people can get us at the Y. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is let me just make sure I say it right. I always get it a little bit confused because there's a dash in there. It's the Stevens Family YMCA. So it is SFYMCA, and I'm just making sure, .net. So SF-YMCA.net, and that's the easiest way to get us on the web. If you also can call 359-9622, and that's our phone number. You know, we also have very active Facebook pages, both for the Y in general, but also for our group fitness group. They do a really nice job of keeping up to date on their stuff as well.
Great. Anything that we missed that you want to bring up before we're done today?
I don't think so. That's the big part. I just think we're gonna look forward to some new community health initiatives in 2020 as well. Potentially some, we're working on a cancer strength program that'll start sometime in the spring. So cancer survivors will have the ability to take some 8 to 12 week classes that'll really work on their physical fitness and try to help them. And we're going to continue to expand our Parkinson's programming so that we can really help people in our community that need some, you know, additional push to stay physically healthy and active and well.
Well, that sounds great, Jeff. We know that you have a meeting at 9 o'clock, so we're going to...
Can I add one more thing really quick?
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Sorry, yeah, I do have a meeting, but it's okay. This is important. So we do have a wellness fair that is coming up. It's a wellness expo on January 12th and 13th here at the Y, and the wellness expo is really an attempt to just showcase a lot of the different things that we have going on at the Y. So it'll be on the January 12th and January 13th, and it's from like 12 to 5 on that Sunday, and then on Monday it's in the morning. I think it's from 8 to noon or 8 to 1. So it's a really important time for us to showcase a lot of different programs from the community. We'll be here. I think we have over 50 people setting up tables and booths to really, you know, showcase what it is that we have going on in the community and what kind of things we can help people with.
Well, I encourage you to send that information to me. I'll forward that to our public service announcements
Okay.
folks, and they can put that in the calendar, and they'll, awesome. You know, announce it repeatedly until the date of the program. So
okay,
that
great.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Jeff Scott, CEO of the Stevens Family YMCA. Thanks for joining us today.
Yep, thanks for having me. You guys have a great day.